Unit 11. Making up with a mate. One good thing about quarreling with a spouse or significant other is that you get to make up afterwards. The only difficulty sometimes is getting to the point where the two of you are making up. There are many interesting aspects of the responses to this question. First, looking at only gender differences, I was surprised to see that the men and women within each culture responded so similarly. Although this is true for the results of many of the survey questions, I thought this particular question might highlight the different approaches of men and women to resolving conflicts. In my opinion, there can be a lot of ego involved when trying to end a quarrel between partners. Although times are changing, I believe many of the traditional Western gender stereotypes still apply. For example, I can imagine a man thinking, "It's not my fault, so I'm not going to give in and apologize." While a woman, wanting the negative situation resolved as quickly as possible, may not even consider whose fault the argument was and simply initiate an end to it. But such attitudes weren't apparent in the answers given by the American or Japanese respondents. Another interesting result was that the Japanese responses were fairly equally distributed among all four options. Although I tend to agree more with the most common American response, to verbally initiate the end of the quarrel, I wonder if the Japanese responses weren't a little more realistic. Ego or no ego, there are times after an argument when it's best to just step back and give each other some time to cool off, in which case a non-verbal approach, such as giving flowers, inviting your partner to dinner, or even a big hug, might be the most appropriate action to begin the making-up process. But only 1 to 6% of the Americans appear to agree with me on this point. Clearly, this is a difficult question. But even though the responses confirm the cultural image of the assertive American, I wonder if the Japanese responses don't give a clearer snapshot of reality.